Another Oklahoma city approves a data center moratorium, a preview of the state treasurer race, and scientists say some cicadas are emerging ahead of time. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Edmond City Council unanimously approved a moratorium on new data center development through at least the end of the year. City leaders say they want time to study potential regulations before any projects are proposed. Officials hope to address concerns about noise, pollution, and demands on water and electric systems. The city plans to complete its research and present recommendations to the council in the coming months. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission is exploring the regulation of AI-generated campaign ads. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has the latest.
Oklahoma's top political races are infected with AI narratives pushed by campaigns and political action committees to voters through TV commercials, mailers, and digital media ads. So if you can't tell what's real and what's not, you're not alone. State Ethics Commission Director Leanne Bruce Boone says it's a problem.
So we had some voters call and contact our office about it. We had a couple of office holders drop by and just show us what was going out. And so it just came to our attention that this was happening.
Bruce Boone says the commission is writing new transparency-centered rules to regulate the use of AI during elections. But ultimately, the solution lies with the legislature, which rejected several bills this year meant to address the role of what Bruce Boone called synthetic media in politics. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
36 states have passed some kind of law regulating AI use during elections. Some states' laws require disclosure of AI-generated content. Others outright ban the practice. For now, Oklahoma does neither. In this year's elections, voters will determine whether to keep their current state treasurer or elect a new one. Grayson Wheeler has details on the two Republicans and one Libertarian who are vying for the job.
Oklahoma's treasurer oversees banking services for the state. They also administer the state's unclaimed property program. Both Republican candidates are already state-level officers, incumbent treasurer Todd Russ and term-limited state auditor and inspector Cindy Byrd. Byrd is a certified public accountant from Colgate. Her platform includes investing in tourism and the arts, increasing transparency in education spending, and tapering down reliance on federal funding. Russ is a banker and a former lawmaker from Cordell. As treasurer, he's prioritized investing in Oklahoma community banks rather than large financial institutions. The winner of the Republican primary will face Libertarian Kiefer Perry in November's general election. Perry lives in Broken Arrow and currently serves as the vice chair of the Oklahoma Libertarian Party. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma is expected to see a brood of 17-year cicadas in 2030. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, some have arrived early.
Periodical cicadas come out every 13 or 17 years. They count time by detecting fluid flow in tree roots every spring. Brood 2 isn't expected for another 4 years. Researchers say early emergences aren't uncommon. Unusual weather patterns can trick some of them into thinking it's time to emerge. Those are called stragglers. But Oklahoma had enough this year to form a chorus. That means they're mating and laying eggs. Most sightings have been recorded in South Oklahoma City and more in apps like Cicada Safari and iNaturalist. A larger population of Brood 2 is still expected in 2030. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.